You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Austria, Alexander Van der Bellen won the country's presidential election on Sunday. Far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer conceded defeat after preliminary results showed he secured just 46% of the vote. Stefan Voss reports.
As preliminary results showed, he secured just 46% of the vote. Far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer was quick to concede defeat after a bitter-fought election that was overshadowed by concerns over migration and relations with the European Union. He says, "I've always said the winner will be a good winner and the loser will be a good loser. And I ask all the people who have voted for me to accept that in a democracy, the voter is always right, always, and that in the end, we all have to unite and stand together. That is of special importance." The 45-year-old former aeronautical engineer warned he would run again for president in 2022. His opponent, former Green Party leader Alexander Van der Bellen, who is 72, was pleased that he had won the election with roughly 53% of the vote. He says, "I hope that when people recognize me on the street or on the village green or in Vienna's underground 6 years from now, at the end of my term, they'll say, 'Look, there is our federal president, not the federal president, but everyone's president.'" His victory was welcomed across Europe, with German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier calling the outcome a good omen against populism in Europe. European Parliament President Martin Schulz called Van der Bellen's victory a heavy defeat of nationalism and anti-European backward-looking populism. And French President François Hollande said the Austrian people have chosen Europe and open-mindedness. Migration was a key issue in the election, with Eurosceptic Hofer calling for a ban on economic migrants, while Van der Bellen called for faster integration of recognized asylum seekers and seemed more pro-EU than his rival. Austria, a nation of 8.7 million, has taken in more than 120,000 migrants from the Middle East, Africa and Asia since last year, bearing much of the burden of the influx together with Germany and Sweden. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.